Let's do a Sunday evening get ready with me while I try to do some questions out of the life orientation paper.
So tomorrow, Monday, the 1st of September, the grade 12 2025 class, the 2025 class of grade 12, 2025, anyways, are writing their last life orientation NEC paper. Cray cray. Now, I don't remember doing life orientation when I was in matric. Maybe it was so traumatic that I blocked it out, but I was on the old curriculum. However, I did teach life orientation when I first started teaching as a subject. And one of the things that I used to tell my matrics, as well as Mr. Durant, so Mr. Durant, I was listening to you if the matrics weren't listening to you, is to do past papers. So what I've done is I've downloaded the past paper of 2024, and let's see if I can answer some of these questions. Let's start with question 1.1. In a job contract, a probation period refers to a cycle where A. New workers reserve the right to receive salary increases. B. Employers reserve the right to adjust the role of workers. C. New workers are permitted to receive full work benefits. Or D. Employers finalize the skills training of new workers. I'm going to go with B. Question 1.2. A health-related intervention program, there's nothing left, refers to A. set of guidelines assessing healthy living. B. Research process to study health risk factors. C. A strategy to monitor people's health risks. Or D. A set of activities targeting health risk factors. I don't know what a health related intervention policy is or program is. Let's go with D. Question 1.3. Public participation in a democracy is the process where A. decisions are made based on the views of local councillors to influence government actions. Citizens provide feedback on decision making to influence government policies. Citizens share views with others on social media platforms regarding government policies. Or D. Powerful individuals hold meetings to discuss personal opinions on government issues. Oh my gosh. Fun fact, I studied politics, my first degree. I don't know. Public participation. I'm gonna go with B. Makes the most logical sense. Process of elimination. Question 1.4. Writing your reflection on a project should mainly focus on A. a detailed description of the objectives of the topic. B. the advantages of various peer reviews of the task. C. how the task enforced your knowledge of the topic. Or D. a detailed description of your understanding of the task. Shall we go with C? I feel like there's a lot of B's and D's. Have we had a C already? I don't think it's A. I'm gonna go with C. And then question number 1.5. When a question instructs you to illustrate your answer with a case study, you are expected to A. refer to specific examples supporting your point. B. provide a detailed analysis of theoretical concepts. C. make judgments based on your personal opinion. Yeah, because we all want judgment. D. summarize your findings based on your responses. Just because we haven't had an A, I'm gonna go with A. Now that one of the biggest misconceptions that people make is that life orientation is easy. However, in order for you to do well matrix in this life orientation paper, you need to go and study. Because I didn't know the answers to all of those things. And I know that the parents that are watching this and the adults that are watching this, they also didn't know. So don't you worry. To the matric class of 2025 for your final life orientation paper tomorrow morning, we just want to wish you all the best. Now go study.